Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Thursday night Shir, Thursday night Mishmar here at Shari Tefillah. We are going to talk about a very important topic, and there was a shaila that I was asked by a physician. The situation happens commonly that if you're a physician at least, that you get a knock on the door on Shabbos or somebody has to speak to you after davening. And depending on the type of physician that you are, if you're a dermatologist, they want to show you some rash. If you're an orthopedist, they want to ask you about their son who just fell playing soccer Shabbos afternoon. If you're a GI person, they want to ask you about their severe heartburn even before they ate the challenge. And depending on the type of doctor that you are, you oftentimes will diagnose or treat. I had an instance just a few days ago in my family where we had our family was in COVID, and we asked the doctor to check out somebody for something specific, and the doctor's kind enough to come to the house and check. And now we have the question is, can the doctor bill us or bill me, or if you have your whatever question it is, or what happens if it's even something like stitches? Let's say a kid needs stitches on Shabbos, which is a different shear, and you could put them over there. If the doctor indeed stitches the patient on Shabbos, could he charge for those stitches? Could he charge for the treatment? Could he charge for the diagnosis? Now, there are two aspects to ask the question. One is, did he do malacha? Did he have to take out a scope and look inside the, let's say your kid has an earache. He had to take out the scope and look in the ear. So we're not getting into whether it's mutter or not, but if he did a malacha, does that make it, therefore, because he did a malacha, therefore, he could charge, or is that a reason, since he did a malacha, he shouldn't charge because he did a malacha? That's one aspect. Another aspect is there a difference if it's for a Jew or a guy?
You mean Malachas Shabbos? Or you mean just to do an
act? Malachas Shabbos. Yeah, he violated Malachas. He turned on a light he turned on the scope on Shabbos. He turned on an incandescent light bulb, violated an Issa Daraisa because it was important to check down the throat or check inside of the ear, whatever the case may be. And is that a reason more to make him, that he should charge? Or is that a reason that the doctor shouldn't charge because a malacha was done, so he shouldn't charge for it? Is there a difference if it's a Jew or a Gentile? Let's say there's a doctor in the neighborhood and a Gentile knocks on his door, Friday night at 10:30 at night, the next door neighbor says, all the doctors closed. I don't want to go to the emergency room. You're my next door neighbor. I know you're a doctor. Could you check this situation out? I'm sure all of you could remember stories of your kids that something happened on Shabbos that you didn't necessarily go to the doctor's office for. I remember one case when I was young. I was probably in fourth grade when I was swung around by a bully in the neighborhood on the streets of Flatbush, a Jewish bully. And he swung me, and when I wanted him to let me down, he let me down on the concrete floor, face first. And I got a little rip on my lip, and I remember Dr. McGillner, of blessed memory, a wonderful doctor. Dr. McGillner, Lenny McGillner, yeah. That's right, he was my doctor, great doctor, fabulous pediatrician. And he put me on his dining room table, and he took out his kit from, I don't know, was it Vietnam? What war was he... Maybe his kid from Vietnam or his kid from Korea, wherever it was, put me on his dining room table, and he stitched me up on his dining room table. So it happened to have been a weekday, but let's say it was on a Shabbos. So could you charge? Could he charge afterwards? Should he? Is he allowed to charge? Let's say a person, God forbid, has a bad headache. He goes to Dr. Jarrett. Welcome, Dr. Jarrett. Good to have you. Person seeing double, his eyes are blurry. He goes to Dr. Jarrett right after davening or during davening and says, Doctor, I'm seeing double. I'm seeing this. What should I do? Should I go to the hospital or not? And Dr. Jarrett gives him a quick neurological exam and says, you shouldn't have drank so much last night at, Friday night. You shouldn't have had so many l'chaims. So now could Dr. Jarrett send him a bill for that neurological exam, which, it's an easy $250 at least, no? Maybe $550, whatever it is. So is that permitted? Is it suggested? And again, is there a difference between a Jew and a guy? So we're going to talk about for a Jew first, and at the end of the show, we'll talk about if you provide care or services or diagnoses to a Gentile. We'll talk about that at the end of the shiur. We'll see if it's the same or different. So it happens to be that this sugya very much relates to an important sugya relating to our chazan right here. What's that? That is, can a person charge for doing a mitzvah in general if the mitzvah is primarily done on Shabbos? So it happens to be, just so you don't get nervous, chazan, the fact that you daven slichas, the first night of slichas, which is not on Shabbos, makes everything more kal, because you're getting paid for not just what you do on Shabbos and Yontif itself, but you're getting paid for a year that includes even non-Shabbos Yontif.
I'm getting paid for the voices.
Very good. You're getting paid for the boshes, for the bushes. Very good. Okay. Okay. So that's going to be, believe it or not, the earliest sources of this sugya are not referring to doctors, but are related to chazanim. That's the original source in the Rishonim. Rabbanim don't just, we speak, we all week long. We paskin shilas during the week. No, but it's not true, because the shilas that we paskin are really our mitzvah to paskin also. Right, you do a funeral, you officiate at a funeral. That's not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to officiate at a funeral.
Right.
So that would.
In Europe, Rabbanim didn't do anything on Shabbos. Darshan.
Right, rabbis didn't speak on Shabbos.
Right.
Okay, so let's go through the sources. We're gonna start with the Gemara Bava Metzia Nurches Amin Aleph. Says the Gemara Bava Metzia, Hasochar es hapoel lishmer es hapara. So we have to analyze here the issue of what we call Schar Shabbos. Are you allowed to get paid for work that's done on Shabbos? When I say work, I don't mean malacha, 39 malacha work. I mean like babysitting.
Services
rendered on Shabbos. Hasochar es hapoel, says the first source. Lishmer es hapara, this is Bamitzian and Chesam Aleph. Lishmer es hatinok, babysitting. Lishmer es hazram, ein nosin lo Schar Shabbos. You can't pay for babysitting on Shabbos. Haya Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua. However, if the person is hired not for Shabbos, but for the week, the month, the year, the Shemitah cycle, then Nosim Lo Schir Shabbos, you're allowed to pay for the Shabbos that was in there. So if the Chazan is paid for the year's work, this is called Havla. This is called Havla. If you're called, the way to get out of any Schir Shabbos situation is Havla. So we always had this issue when I was a kid and I used to waiter in my shul in the Yangiz of Avenue J. I used to waiter on Shabbos. We used to make sure that to set the tables up a little bit on Friday afternoon to take out the garbage Monday Shabbos. So we could be paid for the weekend, not just the Shabbos, we could be paid for the weekend. That Nivla in there was the work that I did on Shabbos. Babysitting is a little more complicated. You hire a babysitter because you're going out to a Sheva Brachas or an Ufruf meal Friday night, and you want somebody to watch the kids while you're at the Ufruf, the Ufruf Suda, that's a little more difficult, because what are you going to pay them for?
To
come before candlelighting, and then you have to pay them more, though.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Comes the Mordechai in Ksuvis, Kuf Pei Tes, and says, Mechazei. Mechzik is Schar Shabbos. If something looks like Schar Shabbos, Pasak Rav Baruch, based on that halacha that we just talked about things that appear like Schar Shabbos, Pasak Rav Baruch Mikan Yesh Lichshash Al HaChazanim Shemaskir Mosom Lispalel B'Shabbas. I have a problem, says Rav Baruch. The Mordechai is quoting Rav Baruch, one of the Ashkenazi, early Ashkenazi Rishonim. I have a problem with Chazanim. Chazanim get paid for Shabbos. What happened? You know, here we have a Chazan for a year. Again, with slichas, that makes it a little better. If you have a guest chazan, exactly, that's going to be a problem, according to Reb Baruch. Continues the Mordechai, Reb Shmuel Beni Omer, interesting, the Mordechai is quoting his son. Isn't that fascinating? But her Rav, Reb Shmuel Beni Omer, De'ein Isser. Why? Look at the svara that Reb Shmuel, the son of the Mordechai, puts forth. Tonosin lo scha lekayim ha-mitzvah lehispalel. So the fact that it's for a mitzvah takes away any problem of, presumably, of Schar Shabbos. So therefore, a chazan, even if he gets paid just for that one day, he's a guest Shabbos, he comes in for Shacharis, Musaf, benches Rosh Chodesh, and then he picks up a check, you know, Motzei Shabbos before Havdalah. So since he did a mitzvah, that Shmuel, the son of the Mordechai, says is okay. So what we really have is a machlokas in the Mordechai. Rav Baruch says that it's a problem. He's not impressed by the fact that chazanis is a mitzvah. I don't know if chazanis is the mitzvah, but davening is a mitzvah. And Reb Shmuel says, no, if it's for a mitzvah, that makes it mutter. Now, the tour isn't so happy about people getting paid to be chazarim. And he says, he's not actually talking about chazarim, he's talking about Baalei Tokeya. Minhag Ashkenaz, Shagdoli Ha'ir, Makdim L'Skol, Kol Mi Shazarim Bo Yozeh. They would fight about being, who could be the Baal Tokeya. They would fight about who could grab the mitzvah first. That was how it was in Ashkenaz. Mash'ein kim b'sfarad, says the Torah, barchem min ha-mitzvah. People would run away, no, I don't want to be Baal Tokeya, I don't want to be Baal Tokeya, to the extent that you would have to hire somebody to do it. V'lo yodati, asks the Torah, me'ayin matzu heter zeh. Kinir li'shasr. I don't know where they got this heter in Sfarad to be able to, you know, to get paid to be a Baal Tokeya. As we see, the Gemara that we just learned together, Hasoches HaPol, if you hire a babysitter or something, so you see it's explicit. Unless you do have law, you're not allowed to get paid for work you do. And a Baal Tokeya is clearly doing his work. Again, nothing to do with it, whether it's a malacha or not a malacha. It's not really a malacha. It's a chachma. But besides that, if he, the Baal Tokeya, only works on Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah, I don't understand, asks the Torah, how you could get paid for that. And therefore, it's wrong. A Baal Tokeya should not get paid. Misham Yerusha Yatsa Schor Bevsedo. He's losing out. Valzen Amar Avera Gores Avera. I'm not sure what that Avera Gores Avera is. The fact that he takes money. What's the other Avera? The fact that they run away from doing the mitzvah is that causes them to also violate an Avera of paying, having to pay somebody to do the, to become Baal Tokeya. Okay, so that's a little bit of the tour, a little bit of the history behind Baalei Tokeya. And the differences between Ashkenaz, where they were very happy to offer their services, and Svara, where they would run away. But we had this very unusual Svara that the son of the Mordechai, Shmuel, the son of the Mordechai, said that for a mitzvah, you're allowed to have Schar Shabbos. You're allowed to be paid. And therefore, you could be a chazan.
I don't understand the Svara for that.
That's the question. Look at the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says,
who gets paid for mitzvahs?
Because you want to be mekayim a mitzvah, if it's for a mitzvah purpose, therefore you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. If schar Shabbos is getting paid for your work, not your work, getting paid for your activities is violation of Shabbos. So if it's for a mitzvah, then you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos.
Well, that's mischaracterizing what he wrote. He wrote it's not an isser. If he did be wrong, we're saying that he's saying you can be mechal Shabbos for money. He didn't say that. He said there's no isser if you get paid. I mean, you can challenge
there's
that.
No, so that's his question. His question is, why does the fact that it's a mitzvah make it therefore permitted on Shabbos?
Okay, so if I go to work and I get paid, it's a mitzvah. Okay. Okay. I have to work at Shabbos.
Yeah, so that's the Beis Yosef's question. What is this? He basically says, what's the svara of because it's a mitzvah, that makes it mutter? Why does the bad fact that it's a mitzvah make it mutter?
Amila would be the same problem
on Shabbos. Yes, Chai Shabbos, 100%.
But there's a law there. I mean,
if he checks the baby before or after, he has to make sure he'll check the baby before or after, then he'll achieve Havla. But if not, then you'd still have the kula of the Reb Shmuel here. Reb Shmuel is saying that for mitzvah, it would be okay. Yeah. So the Beis Yosef, without going into his Raya, he has an interesting Raya which we're not going to go into. His Raya proves that there really is no real Isser of Schar Shabbos. It's not really Isser. Elavada, I underlined it, less Beisur Klal Filim Drabbanan. It's not really a real Isser. And I'll prove it to you. Because if you look in the second paragraph, V'chei Mashma P'sachim Daf Nunam and Beis. The Gemara in P'sachim Daf Nunam and Beis tells the story of four people who get paid and Ein Lebehen Simen Bracha. D'tan Rabbanan, Arba Prutos, Ein Behem Simen Bracha Le'olam. One of them is Schar miturgamanin, right? In the olden days, if you go to the Yemenites, they still do this. In the olden days, they had a miturgaman, and they would pay the miturgaman. And the Braisa says that im semen bracha mishum demechzek is schar Shabbos. Looks like schar Shabbos. So what do you see from that? From the fact that the Gemara says that you're not going to have a semen bracha, it sounds like mikra did its mutter. You're just not going to get bracha from it. If it was aser, you should say something much more than ein bo simen bracha. Say it's aser. For the fact that you say it's ein bo simen bracha, it's mashma, says the Beis Yosef, that really this is mutter, just doesn't have a simen bracha. So that Svara, the Beis Yosef says, when you're doing this kind of activity of again, maturgaman, babysitting, being a chazen, being a baal tzedakah, it's not really asr to get paid. And therefore, it's just not a nice thing. It doesn't look nice. So therefore, we call it, we say that for mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah, we'll let you do it. Not that really it's asr otherwise. What is it? Why is it not a... Why is it...
It looks like business. It looks like business.
Okay, look at the next paragraph. V'odu mashma, shayadarkam, says the Beis Yosef, you know why it's okay, Maker Hadim? Mashma shayadarkam, liskor meturgama b'shabasav yom tovim l'hashmiya hadrash l'rabim, v'tayma, k'tekeven she'no socher oso b'shabes atzma. When do you call a guy to be a baal tekeya? To be a chazen? To be a babysitter? When do you call them? You call them an Erev Shabbos, Socher, so, She'en Isser B'davar. Let's think for a second. What's the real Isser Schar Shabbos? I'm not positive, but it might be the Amira. Work for me. I don't know if it's the fact that you're getting paid for what you did on Shabbos. Maybe, I'm not sure. I'm not holding well enough yet. But there's an Amira that's problematic. But if you arranged it before Shabbos, so there's no, you didn't hire anyone on Shabbos, the Isser is to hire somebody on Shabbos. If you didn't hire them on Shabbos, you hire them before, they're just doing the stuff on Shabbos, the activity on Shabbos, that is not Ein Esur B'davar. But L'chadchila, you should be Machmir anyway, unless there's a mitzvah involved. That's how the Beis Yosef understands it. So the Beis Yosef understands that if you arranged it before Shabbos, you arranged the babysitter, you arranged the Baal Tokea, you arranged the Chazin, then it's going to be mutter. Now, why is this all important? Because what we're talking now about is the halachas of somebody who is hired to do a mitzvah. And we're saying that you're not really supposed to get paid for Shabbos, except really, Mikra Hadin, since you arranged it before Shabbos, it's okay. Why is that important for us? Because when we talk about doctors, when they heal, they're doing a mitzvah, clearly. Certainly when they heal fellow Jews, clearly. But when do you hire them? When do you ask them to provide their services?
It's on the spot.
So this whole heter that the Beis Yosef is giving us, that we had this heter that we have for Dvar Mitzvah, the Beis Yosef is limiting it to only if you do it before Shabbos. That's when there's no real Isser. So that might be problem, that we might not be able to extend this heter of Dvar Mitzvah that Rabbeinu Shmuel, the son of the Mordechai, told us, to doctors as well.
And that's if you're negotiating a price, but they don't always negotiate a price. You ask your neighbor to come and take a look. Usually we're not going to say, well, you're going to pay me, how much you're going to pay me?
Correct.
Do you have Medicare, do you have Medicaid?
Correct, right. So usually you're not negotiating the price, agreed.
Really not business-like at all. And in the end, it's...
But if you want to bill him, if you're a doctor and you're going to want to bill him, and he didn't ask for the services before Shabbos, he asked for the services on Shabbos.
Today, everything's done for the services.
Well, the question is, can you bill? Maybe he could bill. So we'll see. No. Oh, you say, Ellie's asking, maybe it will be different. Again, we didn't get to doctors yet, but you're asking, Ellie's suggesting that maybe... Who are you billing? Who's the doctor billing? The doctor's going to bill
insurance.
The insurance.
Right, yeah.
So, but he's charging for, I don't care who he's billing, he's charging for a service he rendered, I don't care to who. You're right, he didn't render the service to the insurance agency, to the insurance company. He rendered services on Shabbos, and he's trying to get compensated for his work, his activities on Shabbos. If you don't get it from the person that...
The patient is achroi regardless of the coverage.
So the Dr. Jared says that the patient is achroi regardless of the coverage, meaning when you're a patient, you have to pay even if the insurance... Okay, fine. So we'll get there. Dr. Jared said he's going to go after you. Don't worry. So. He didn't really say that. I'm putting words in his mouth, but he's not here, so I can say whatever I want about him. He can't hit me back. Okay, look here, please, at the top of page 2. And how do we paskin? We saw 2 shitos in the Mordechai about whether or not you're allowed to have, if you're allowed to have a chazen, pay a chazen for his work on Shabbos without havla. So this paskin is a Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, of course. Hanotel, top of page 2. Hanotel schar l'skoa shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. Okadel his palel, Ola targem Shabbos is Yom Tov. He's throwing in all the mitzvahs he could think of. Tkiyas shofar, davening for the Yomud, being mitargem. Leiner is the same here. Einara me'osa skar siman bracha. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly it's no siman bracha, which is mashma between the lines that it is permitted. Right? No questions about that. But look at the next Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch on Shabbos says. These are both Aruch Chaims. But this is Aruch Chaim. This is Hilchas Shabbos here. This is Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, Hilchas Yontif. And the Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Shabbos says also liskor chazanim lihitpalel b'Shabbat. They're not allowed to hire chazanim to daven on Shabbos. So steal the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh mishamatu. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Shabbos brings both opinions. But the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Yomim Noraim is Mekel and says Mikra Adinus Mutter. You're not going to find this in Bracha, but Mikra Adinus Mutter. So of course the Rama adds the kula, the havla, v'imsachro l'shano l'chodesh, if it's a yearly contract or a monthly contract, that's l'chulei al mashari. But putting that aside, without the havla kula, because that havla you're not going to have by a doctor. You know, if you have a doctor that you don't, if you have a doctor, you're just asking him, doctor's billed by the visit, not by a yearly contract with your doctor. Hold on.
My son cut himself.
You know, with a cousin, you can do a havla. If you feed them in advance, and you tell them what parts to daven, what parts not to daven before Yom Tov.
Yeah.
You say, you know, look, I want to go.
If that's considered a havla, that's a cheap way out of havla. Right. You sit down with the chazan for 5 minutes before Rosh Hashanah and say, please say, sing. Right. The Baal Tokeya, he sits down. I want you to do this kind of Shvarim Truas. I want you to do Neshima Achas. I want you to do Neshima Achas. So for that 10 minutes sitting down, you can charge for the season of his Baal his Tekiyas. Okay.
And when I go to a conference or to a lecture so I can learn how to help the patient, does that help Havla?
I don't think so, because you're being paid for the service that you're rendering, for the diagnosis, for the examination. The fact that you had to train and do a lot of work and study for many years and go to a conference for, you know, in Hawaii, all expenses paid. Our condolences, and sorry that you had to do that. But I don't think that's not. I don't think that's considered havla. No, because havla is for the services that are provided to the recipient. He didn't receive the trip to Hawaii.
The value of my services, the reason it's so expensive, is because I have spent so much time in school. And that Hawaii conference, by the way, was the American Academy. It was wonderful. But the truth of the matter is that that's part of what gives value to my services.
Yes, understood. There's no question. The reason why we pay so much to go to the doctors is because of all the time that they invested in becoming doctors. But that doesn't make it that the services that are rendered are b'havla. In the same way, a plumber who comes to my house and fixes my house on Shabbos, yes, he had to study to be a plumber and take all of his tests and his licensing exams and have all of his, you know, I don't know, pay his special insurance. But the question that we have to deal with is, could he get paid for what he does on Shabbos? Again, plumbing might not, unless you're a cardiologist, plumbing is not really mutter on Shabbos. We're talking about the case where it would be mutter for whatever health concern.
There was a story where a fellow was commissioned to be a Baal Tefila of Rosh Hashanah, and came to Rosh Hashanah morning, and he couldn't sing. And he built the shul nonetheless because of the...
Because of preparation. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Havla. Since you paid me for the practice. So
okay, I don't know. I hear that it's a creative svara. He's probably a good yeshivish lamdin. If he's right or not, that's another question.
He didn't provide any services.
A lamdin.
A lamdin, whether he might, maybe he'd be a better lamdin than a chazan. Okay, we have an interesting Aruch HaShulchan here. Aruch HaShulchan points out that you and I know that there are plenty of chazanim and all the chazanim. You have no idea. I got a whole bunch of calls the few weeks prior to Yom Noraim. Rabbi Orlian, I have a cousin in Eretz Yisrael. He wants to come to America. Do you know of any chazan jobs? A bunch of those calls. And they're not coming because they want to, you know, praise Hashem with their beautiful voice. They're coming to, you know, turn a little bit of money. We know that that's what happens. Aruch HaShulchan points this out in Shin Vav. Ma'isim b'chol yom sh'achazanim ovrim v'shavim mispalim b'shavis v'notlim b'adzeh schar k'fim ha'shem mishtavim im ha'gabam. Right? They go on, you know, singers go all the time. They go for a trip to this shul for Shabbos, to that shul for Shabbos, and they get whatever they arranged. L'fizah isu gamaru. It should be entirely problematic. V'gam k'shenozno schar shavua. Some say if you wanted to have law, they should have to daven every day. And that's not a minhag. We're not a minhag at Senokach. Ach yesh lomar, but maybe the reason why chazanim should be okay, shemischaivim leilech lebris mila ulechasana mutter. Maybe when you have a chazan, the fact that the chazan is committed to attend funerals and to say the kelmali if is necessary. So I don't know why. Anyway, you have the havlo. What is it? Maybe if they're the havlo, they're right. Because normally he only works on Shabbosim. So again, we already mentioned the havlo of the Lel Slichos, which is not Shabbos. But if he doesn't do Lel Slichos, so he still goes to the Levayas to say Kelmale. What?
Kol Nivri starts before sunset.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, usually you say Marian Kavel. If you want to go back before Kol
Nivri. I don't know.
They say that if you have a yearly position, it's not important.
Right, a yearly position is okay, because it's for the year. That's right.
So they have the service at funerals, right?
Yeah, right.
Is that why I was going to ask earlier? If he's only that why what a year a month is good because we expect him to do other stuff. It doesn't say that.
So I'm not sure if the lumdus of a yearly position is that it's a yearly not paid for Shabbos, even though all the work is actually done on Shabbos, or that over the course of the year there's gonna be some non-Saturdays also. I'm not sure. Okay. But now let's start. That was all in terms of Chazanim, which is the sugya that the Rishonim raised as far as our issue, which is can a doctor provide his mitzvah services of healing, diagnosing, examining, treating a patient that comes, that knocks on his door or knocks on his shtender on Shabbos. So here we're going to finally see something that among the Rishonim that actually deals with our Shaila head on. And this is a Shaila from the Mahri Bruna. Mahri Bruna was, believe it or not, comes from Bruna. Hence he's called Mahri because his name was Rabbi Yisrael in the early 1400s. He was a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin and of Mahri Vail. You know, these are Gedolei Ashkenaz. So we're talking about heavy-duty Ashkenaz. And he moved, he established the yeshiva in Regensburg. And interestingly enough, after the death of his teachers, Mahri Vail and the Trumas Hadeshin, he was considered the greatest Talmud Chacham in Ashkenaz. And in his old days, he was a victim of a blood libel, and he was imprisoned. Fascinating. And apparently, after ultimately was released, and he was nifter in Prague. 1480. Okay, so look at the Shaila. The Shaila is pretty explicit, and presumably the same Shaila that we're asking tonight, unless somebody could find the Chilak. Bas Yisrael, Hamialedes Benos Yisrael. A Jewish doula, a Jewish midwife. Imnoteles Schar Shabbos. A, could she take Schar for Shabbos? And B, even if she could, let's say they don't want to pay because they're so frum. We'd love to pay you, but you know, it's Shabbos. How can we pay you for Schar Shabbos? Or shucks. In Mafkas Bevesin, could she be motzi the money that is rightfully hers, but that she earned on that, you know, late Friday night call to the hospital? Could she demand it in Bevesin? So this is our Shaila. This is Mamish. You knock on the midwife's door for a medical treatment. This is no different than you're knocking on the doctor's door late Friday night or Shabbos morning. You're knocking on his door for Shabbos treatment. Could we charge? Could the doctor charge? Could the midwife charge? And if so, could he actually follow up with a real demand in Beis Din? Shamati b'shem Reb Hachacham Reb Yuzel, an old, I guess, German Jewish name. Sheshama b'shem Aviv Hagadol Mahri Vail. I guess it was the Mahri Vail's son. The Mahri Vail named his son Yuzel. You remember Mahri Vail was Gedolei Ashkenaz, and much of the Ramah comes from Mahri Vail. And he brings a raya from where? From the Mordechai. For the fact that the Rabbeinu Shmuel, the son of the Mordechai, permitted chazanim because they were doing a mitzvah. So this is also a mitzvah. Fine. So that's an explicit Mahari Vai. That's an explicit Mahari Bruna. Now, does he say anything else, or do we have to...
I have a shtickl svar for a mitzvah. And yes. That is, if the basic issue is mekach hamemkar, it looks like you're doing business, On Shabbos, everybody davens. People daven. He has a better voice. Right, he has a better voice. So he davens. But if we weren't paying him, we would have asked him to daven. We probably would have davened anyway. So, I mean, it doesn't look like he's doing business on Shabbos. It looks like he's a Jew who goes to shul. And that we have a shliach tzibur.
Can I ask you a question? Babysitting is not a mitzvah.
Which?
Babysitting.
Yeah, babysitting, you would have to argue it has something to do with Arnik Shabbos.
The Gemara said explicitly that babysitting is aser. But your svara applies. People watch kids all the time. And the Gemara says explicitly that babysitting is aser.
Watching all the kids' time, if you're watching somebody else's kid, you get paid for it. You don't do it for nothing. Unless you're a brother or a sister. But chazanim and davening in shul, everybody does. And because they do mitzvahs. That's the point. The point is it's a mitzvah. So you're going to do it anyway to daven.
Okay.
That's
I hear you, sir.
It's a big chiddush. Usually his father doesn't seem to agree to Mordechai himself.
Okay.
Or maybe he did agree. I don't know.
I hear.
In fact, he quotes his son. Maybe that indicates that he agrees.
Very possibly. If you look at on top of page 3, the last paragraph of the Marie Bruner, the top source, the second paragraph on page 3. Venerally, da'afki ha'gavna kvar himus keres l'chuli alma, kvar himus keres. That's considered havla. A fascinating svara of the Marie Bruner. You know why the doula, the midwife, is okay? Not just because it's a mitzvah, but when did you hire her? You don't hire her as you're going when you start having contractions. You call her 4 weeks ago, four months ago, when you're pregnant, saying, I'm expecting in a certain amount of months, could you be available whenever I happen to go in?
In other words, she's on call.
That is called havla. Oh, that's a fascinating svara. So if you have...
She's on call, but she usually checks out her customer before. That's a real havla.
Okay, but he doesn't say that he examines, that the doula examined the girl, the lady. It says she's muskeres. She was hired previously.
They also serve as there's a retainer.
But that might be what...
Maybe there's a retainer, maybe there's not a retainer, I don't know. But look at another svara that Marie Bruner finishes with, and this svara is powerful. Very powerful. V'yotze b'dayonim. This midwife could charge and be mostly her fee that she worked on Shabbos. B'dayonim mishum sakana. What's the sakana? Dilma iyada delo leisiv laschar. If the midwife knows that she's not going to get paid because it's a Friday night call, guess what? Okay, I'm just not going to come. Not getting paid anyway. I'll come after I finish the zmiros and after I bench and after I put the kids to sleep. Wow. Let's think for a second.
That's like the tech.
Beautiful. Yeah. Very similar to the svar of Moshe about the svaras that were made by Hatzal. But let's think. You have a doctor. Your doctor knocks on Dr. Jared's door, at 11 o'clock at night. 11 o'clock Friday night, Dr. Jared is already dreaming about pink unicorns. He has no interest in putting on slippers, putting on a robe, going to the front door and smiling and saying, how can I help you? Of course I wasn't sleeping. I was learning, I was preparing my daf yomi.
I'm waiting for you.
I was waiting for you to knock. Of course not. So why would he come to the door? But if he knows, not only could he charge, but that he could charge and take them to court over this, it's a whole different story. He's a professional, so Friday night call, like he gets calls Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights, which he'll take. Friday night should be no different. He's going to make the same amount of money. And therefore, this svara of sakana could push even if it is aser, we're going to say, Mishum Sakana, not only can you charge, but it sounds from the Marie Bruner, the midwife should charge to ensure that she'll do the right job. So we just shifted the whole paradigm, we just shifted the whole equation to be one not only of, are you allowed, but even if it is Aser, it's going to become Mutter for Sakana, and maybe even encouraged because of Sakana purposes. I don't think we'll apply the svara of sakana to a chazan. This svara, I don't think you could apply to a chazan.
In fact, Yanki offered 3 pizzas for whoever was willing to go.
Says the Prima Gadim. Says the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim. Paskins, the Prima Gadim Paskins, like this Mahari Bruna. Schar ha-mi-aledes b'shabes mutter. Quoting Mahari Bruna, v'atam, d'avi schar mitzvah. He doesn't quote that last reason primarily. He says primarily because it's schar for mitzvah. So for mitzvah, oh, it's the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh. The Prima Gadim is saying it's not that pikuach nefesh is the heter. It's the schar of the mitzvah. What mitzvah is she doing? The mi-aledes? Pikuach nefesh. Same thing when you knock on any doctor's door. There's a mitzvah of healing, pikuach nefesh, whatever the mitzvah might be. And therefore, because of that, that's why there's the heter, because it's a fir mitzvah. Passing like that kula of the Mordechai in the name of his son. But he does point out, look at the last line that I underlined, you should try to arrange it before Shabbos if there is the opportunity. V'chei mi'aledes, lo yiskar b'Shabbos. You should try, if you're going to have, you should try to arrange something, a midwife before Shabbos. V'lo yazkir schum hama'os. Even if you do have the service provided on Shabbos, and even if we say it will be permitted, you shouldn't talk numbers. You shouldn't negotiate or tell them, you should know, I'm happy to provide your services, I charge. That's fine. I will bill you after Shabbos. That's fine. But to say my examination is $150, or I charge, $200 a stitch, that's not okay. That you should not say.
How does it get to the other one?
Oh, you're saying how much, whatever the going rate is. Whatever the going rate, he'll be able to be Motsi B'dayana medicine.
Today we have that, purchasing food.
So, interestingly enough, on Yom Tov, right, you could take food on Yom Tov and pay after Yom Tov. Interestingly enough, this Shiloh was asked by a Talmud to Rav Azriel Hildesheimer. Rav Azriel Hildesheimer had the gymnasia in Germany. Well, his students were Yirei Shamayim and, college educated. And he had a doctor, Talmud, who sent him this Shiloh, could I charge fees on Shabbos? And he has a nice tshuva. It's nice to read. I've never ever read a tshuva from Rav Azriel Hildesheimer in my life. This is the first one. He quotes a very interesting raya that if something is mutter and you do it on Shabbos, you could charge for it. Look what he quotes. He quotes Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Yom Tov. In Hilchis Yom Tov, we know that there's a unique difference between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Shein when it comes to Kvuras Mesim. The Me'ikra Adin, we don't do this nowadays except in broyers, but no one else does this. Hachover kever lemeis b'yantav sheni. Yantav sheni, you're allowed to dig a grave. Jews, for kever hameis. Mutter lo li'itel schar. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, you did a malacha, a real malacha, but it was mutter. I mean, it's not a real malacha, it's only asur, it's yantav sheni, so it's not a real malacha. But you did say that's asur because it's mutter for this, because of the situation. Situationally, it is mutter, says the Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to get paid for it. So, says Rabbi Azriel Hildesheimer, the doctor is allowed to provide his service. So if the doctor is allowed to provide his service on Shabbos, so he should be able to get paid no different than the gravedigger on Yom Tov. And that is the conclusion of the psak of Rabbi Azriel Hildesheimer. So we're going to get to Halacha L'maisa, just to take this svara one step ahead. We quoted Mahari Bruna, who had the interesting svara that we're worried that the midwife might be a little lazy if she's not going to get paid. So therefore, you should definitely pay her. So what happens when you go to the doctor, and the doctor doesn't want to take a payment, which is the case often. The doctor will not ask you for payment. But maybe we want to make sure that he was nice this time, but who's to say he was nice when I knocked on his door at 8:30 p.m. after the Sa'uda, but who's to say he'll be nice when I knock on his door at 2:30 a.m. in the middle of his dream about the Sa'uda? So Reb Chaim the stipler, Yaakov Kanievsky, the stipler, says in the second half of this note from the Dirshu notes, Sha'afim ein harofi rotz elitos chai Shabbos. Nah, it's Shabbos, I don't get paid. Baruch Hashem, I'm doing okay, I'm a doctor. Anyway, yesh lishtado b'do v'chol derech l'shalimu. You should nevertheless try to pay him. How so? V'haderech ha-muvcheres, said the stipler, hishiyitnu lo b'toras matana. Give him not as sign that he's charged, but give him matana. Say, here's $150.
More wine and cut fruit and sushi than you could.
Matana doesn't mean cut fruit and sushi and wine. It means $150. It means hard cash, but not...
He just about never charged you, but he didn't
charge you. Okay. Okay, according to Mary Brea. Ubir, the stipler says, again, I'm not saying everyone holds like this, the Shem Lo Yikabel Schar, if the doctor won't take payment, Yitachin, you have the possibility that the Marie Bruno was concerned with. Yitachin v'yimana milahatzu b'pam haba. V'yagiyah hadar, l'depikach nefesh. So according to this svara that the Stipe is putting forth based on the Marie Bruno, it's not better to, you know, to be frum about it and not take money. Yeah, there is a halachic issue, but the overriding halachic issue is that he shouldn't become bitter about having if your wife knows that when there's a knock on the door, you're going to make $150, she doesn't mind answering the door.
As long as you share it with her.
Yes, as long as you share it with her. So, halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? Indeed, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Vav says explicitly, mialedes, like the Marie Bruno, mialedes can get paid on Shabbos. So to the Shmir Shas Kehilchasa in Perek Chavches, Sifai and Hay says explicitly, Rofe o Achot, a nurse, a doctor, a nurse, Shenikroim Lahanik people to provide medical care on Shabbos, Mutilahem Lidr Schar al Ha'ezra Refuit, on the medical care that they provide on Shabbos. But they shouldn't speak about it on Shabbos. And better that they should get it Behavla, of course, if there's some way. Again, if you're knocking on a guy's door on Shabbos, it's very hard to create a Havla situation.
What about the fact that the chazan could be doing something else? So it's chavbitul, you should give him a chavbitul.
No, so I don't know if you're talking about a different shiloh. You're talking about if somebody is not supposed to get paid for doing a mitzvah in general on a Tuesday. A Rebbe is not supposed to get paid for teaching, right? A rabbi shouldn't get paid for giving a drasha on a Thursday night either. Because he's mad nibachinu mafatabachinu. So there's a heter of schar. What's it called? Skarbatala. Yeah, Skarbatala. Okay. Let us finish.
It doesn't work on Shabbos.
I didn't see that svara working on Shabbos. Let's now finish off the shir. We have not about 9 minutes to finish the shir, and we'll hopefully be finished before that. With what about a Gentile who knocks on the doctor's door on Shabbos? So, are you allowed to charge money? Are you required to charge money? What's going to be the status of money for a Gentile? So, charging a Gentile is a whole treating a Gentile is a whole different shaila. Now, and that's because there are Gemaras that talk about being miyali to Gentile woman. Maybe it's an issue to be miyali to an Oved Avodah Zara into the world. Being mirape an Oved Avodah Zara is not a simple thing. There is a very famous shaila that I've heard about for years in many contexts. That was asked the Chasam Sofer. I never got to see it until Rabbi Osai. I was preparing for this shir, so I'm very grateful to all of you for giving me the opportunity to see this famous Chasam Sofer inside. This Chasam Sofer is famous for numerous reasons, but the question that he was asked is the following. There was a doctor in one of the towns in Europe, and he was the doctor for the whole area, not just the community, the area. Why is it important to say that? Because even the farms that are 10 mil out also, you know, would come to this doctor. So he would have to go care for them, he'd have to violate Chum Shabbos to get there. So look at this Shaila on the top of page 4. Rofe Yehudi, hakavu l'rapos b'schar. He's the town doctor. Everyone knows he's the town doctor. Nosea al ha'agolah b'yom Shabbos kodesh, l'fakech al nafshah s'chola Yehudim, v'ovdei kochavim. And this doctor is going to do around his business. He's making his rounds around the city, the farms, the neighborhood, the whole area. So the people in the town, the townspeople are very not happy with this Jewish doctor. In Sarach Limchos Biyado, Kamosh Amru Chazal. Or do we say, without getting into the rest of the Shaila. So the Chasam Sofer starts his Shaila by analyzing what precise Isser is the doctor violating by riding this horse and carrying his tools on the horse and going out of the tchum. Is it Doraisa? Is it Rabbanon? Hotsa'a? Mechamer? Shvisas Behemto? Tashmish Balchai, which isn't like a mukta. I'm sorry, the Gzeir Drabbanon, you're not supposed to ride animals because you might cut off a branch. So are they Doraisa? The Drabbanons? Tchum? How far is the tchum? Those are all issues.
Today's daf.
Oh, today's daf.
Yeah.
Oh, what was today's daf Yomi about?
Not riding an animal.
Oh, very good. Very good. Okay. So we're not going to go into those issues. That's not our shaila. The Chasam Sofer basically knocks everything down with his incredible brilliance to be Dorabanan. Keep in mind, Rabbi Osei, that's not going to help nowadays when driving a car is pretty clear that it's a Doraisa. So even if he was making those cases to knock it to Dorabanan, now this, that which I underlined, is not really nogea to our question about payment, but it is one of the most famous lines in the Chasam Sofer. If I had to say one of the most important lines in the entire corpus of the Chasam Sofer's writings, in absolute entirety, the next line that we underline from this tshuva in Chasam Sofer Chelekei, I think it's Chasam Mishpat, Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalet, this is what the Chasam Sofer says. He says, you're worried that this doctor is going to treat the Gentiles, and maybe it's not appropriate to be Mechal Shabbos for that case, for those cases. Says the Chasam Sofer, what's going to happen if he doesn't?
If he doesn't, they'll never treat a Jew.
That is correct. Look at what I underlined. Amnam Kener Li Dekol Hadvar Lo Nemru Heicha Deleka Ela Eva Ba'alma. The heter that I gave is when there's just going to be a Stam Eva. Okay, fine. We'll still find the heter. Yochlis Natzel V'Lomer. Fine. Aval Heicha Deikel Mechesh LeSakanta. There's one thing called Eva. Eva is something you could weasel out of Eva. If there's no Eva, you get out of an Eva. They won't hate me if I do this. But where there's a chashash of sakana, that we live among the Shanachnu Darim Beinehem, V'yosifu Sina V'tachos Yomru Kidamo Shalavi Kochavim. Kal Beinav. These Jews, when they want to treat their people, they're very careful. They come to treat us. They don't really care about us. I'll tell you a terrifying story. I think I might have mentioned it in one of my previous shiurim, of a doctor, a well-known pediatric cardiologist at one of the top hospitals in New York City. And he had a pediatric cardiological patient who needed a heart transplant, Jewish boy. And he sent this, I think I said this story, some of you here heard this, and he sent this Jewish boy to the transplant team, and apparently the transplant team, they're like heroes. They get a call and they jump, if there's a heart available, like they jump, they run, because it's a high profile type of thing, and it has to be done immediately. There's a heart available, heart is needed. This boy needed a heart within, I don't remember if it was 24 hours, 48 hours, and 72 hours in order to live. And he calls the heart transplant team. Guys, I have this candidate. He needs the heart transplant. And he was so fascinated that they seemed to be like not rushing. And he says, guys, we have a transplant, a heart transplant. Like, it's a hospital every one of you have heard of and might have visited. You know, it's a big hospital in New York City. And they said, yeah, but his people don't give organs as much as they take organs. Frightening. That's now. Nowadays, New York City, major research hospital, New York City, their sakana of the Chasam Sofer is very much alive. I'm not going into that. Organ donation is a different sugya, not for now. But what do you see from the Chasam Sofer? You see it's not a matter of Eva, it's a matter of sakana. There's a difference. If this doctor wouldn't treat the other patients, the Gentile patients, as he treats his own, that would be raise the level to a sakana. Sakana for whom? Sakana for the doctor himself. Sakana for the Jewish people of that community. And nowadays, with what's it called? Media, it's a sakana for everybody. And therefore, he comes out and says, yes, this doctor did the right thing. He's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, and he's allowed to go. Let's skip down, 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 down to the red, because that's our sugya. What about charging? Look at what the Chasam Sofer says about charging. Now remember, there might be a specific need to charge when you're treating Gentiles, that you don't have the need to charge when you're charging Jews, because when it comes to Gentiles, there might be an Isser of Lo Sechanim. That's A. And B, there might be an Isser in general of being Merape Chole Medina de Gemara, Chole Avodah Zarah, for which Bischar, there might be a Heter if it's Bischar, because you're not doing it for the sole purpose of being Mechayo and Oved Avodah Zarah, but you're doing it for the Schar, that's what's motivating you. Okay, look at the red. V'hinei, Scharo Nirali, I think the following. Sheyitzneu Litztaka, don't keep the money. Heal the Gentile, charge your fee, but give the money to tzedakah. Why? Kevashu schar Shabbos lo yehenu mimenu. Nidein lo mashriya peluch b'chinam v'lo yikaber schar klal. Zeino. Don't say I'm going to serve you for free because it's my Sabbath. To the contrary, because you have to charge for treating a Gentile. And furthermore, we also don't want to violate lo sechanim, as it says in the third red line. Aval kol panim, you shouldn't use the money. You should give it away to tzedakah. Mechalkim laniim, debalav hachi ru'uya lekabala. And besides that, you do need a little kapara. It's a funny thing. I told the Chasam Sofer says you have to be Mechal Shabbos. But you have to realize you were just Mechal Shabbos. So give the money to tzedakah as a kapara. That's a beautiful... Yeah, that's certainly the Eitzah. And of course, as you, the Chasam Sofer, I left it in the light blue, those of you who see the light blue, everything that I ever said here about Ovdei Avodah Zarah is clearly talking about the Ovdei Avodah Zarah of yesteryear, those barbaric people of the ancient times, those idolatrous people. Of course, the Gentiles among whom we live now are so wonderful and cultured and elevated. Right. Right. One last point here. If you see, and we have to stop for Marav, if you see the last line of this Dirshu note from Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Spector, just hold Marav, hold them for Marav, please. Quote Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Spector, Shemud, that you could heal, you could ask a guy for money, and charge, of course, as we're saying. Because, think of it, for a Jew, we said, you could and should. And for a Gentile, you shouldn't be able to keep the money? If you're allowed to, if you could keep the money, if you could charge, and should charge for a Gentile, certainly for a guy, you should be able to. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spector, the Kavna Rav's Psak, which I didn't see inside, just so quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah, Dirshu notes. So thank you, we should be Zofet for health. And Halach Lamaisa, the doctors should know that, yes, you can charge, and perhaps you even should charge, so that you will be alacritous next time you get a knock on the door in the middle of the night on Friday night.